Grab your Bible. It's time for Reading the Word with Justin Reed, sponsored by the Wood Church of Christ in Woodbury. Now, here's Justin.
Oh, thank you, Brother Dearman. Welcome back as we continue our study. We are reading the Word. My name is Justin Reed. Let's just jump right into the Word of God, shall we? Grab your copy of God's Word. We're going to be in Daniel chapter 3. Last time when we met, we were discussing Daniel chapters 1 and 2, how Daniel and his friends Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego are plucked from their homeland, placed into a foreign land, and then elevated to positions of power thanks to the providence of God and their obedience to God's commands. And by the way, if you want to, if you missed that lesson or you want to catch some more of it, you should go to my website, thejustinreedshow.com. That's thejustinreedshow.com, R-E-E-D. thejustinreedshow.com. Click on where it says Programs and then click on where it says Reading the Word. Daniel chapter 3 is where we find ourselves now. Now remember, in Daniel chapter 2, Daniel interprets a dream from King Nebuchadnezzar in which he sees this mighty tall statue, and there are four different parts. The top part is King Nebuchadnezzar's kingdom of gold, then silver, then a brass, then iron and clay, and of course that signifying the four kingdoms, until the Roman Empire, that of the iron, and then Christ would come. Now, Nebuchadnezzar has an idea in his head. Watch this. Daniel chapter 1, verse 3. Nebuchadnezzar the king made an image of gold, whose height was 60 cubits, and the breadth thereof 6 cubits, and he set up in the plain of Dura, in the province of Babylon. Gee, I wonder where he got the idea to make a statue. Oh, wait, he just had a dream about it. Now, it says it's 60 cubits high by 6 cubits wide. So let's do some math. A cubit is 20. 3 20s is 60. Now, what's a cubit? A cubit is a measurement of length that was measured on the adult male from the tip of his elbow to the tip of his middle finger fully extended. That's 18 inches on your standard male. So if you take 60 times 18 inches, or 1.5, because 18 inches is 1.5 feet, we get that this statue is 90 feet tall, or a 9-story building, and it is 6 cubits wide. So 6 times 1.5 is 9. So this statue is 90 feet by 9 feet. And Nebuchadnezzar, the king, sent to gather together the princes, the governors, the captains, the judges, the treasurers, counselors, the sheriffs, and all the rulers of the provinces to come to the dedication of the image which he himself set up. And all these people, they gathered together, and the king had set up, and they stood before this great image. He calls all the people to his dedication ceremony. He makes a decree. To you, verse 4, it is commanded, O people, nations, and languages, that at the time when you hear the sound of the cornet, the flute, the harp, the sackbut, the psaltery, the dulcimer, and all kinds of music, you fall down and worship the golden image that Nebuchadnezzar the king has set up. And whoso falleth not down and worshipeth shall the same hour be cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Therefore, at that time, when all the people heard the sound of the cornet, flute, harp, sackbut, psaltery, and all kinds of music, all people, the nations, all the languages fell down and worshipped the golden image which King Nebuchadnezzar had set up. So the decree, whenever you hear the music, you are to bow down and you are to worship this image. Now, we know idol worship is wrong, but these are pagan people. And we see there's a consequence. If you don't bow down, you're cast into the burning, fiery furnace, and that's where we get the title of our lesson we're studying, that of the fiery furnace. You know, almost everybody obeys this command. Now, something interesting we need to note about Daniel chapter 3, Daniel is not mentioned in Daniel chapter 3. I don't exactly know where Daniel is, but I tell you what, he is doing something, and by the providence of God, he is not mentioned in Daniel chapter 3, because Daniel chapter 3 focuses on Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. So notice, wherefore at that time, verse 8, certain Chaldeans came near, and they accused the Jews. Chaldeans, that's their native land. The Jews are foreigners, and so they don't like them being there. And so they spake unto the king Nebuchadnezzar and said, O king, live forever. They're going to build him up. Thou, O king, hast made a decree that every man that shall hear the sound of the cornet, the flute, the harp, the sackbut, the psaltery and dulcimer, and all kinds of music, shall bow down and he shall worship the golden image. And whoso falleth not down and worshipeth, he shall be cast into the midst of the burning fiery furnace. So they're just rehashing what's happening and also building the king up at the same time. They say, there are certain Jews, verse 12, whom thou hast set. Almost imagine them pointing their finger. Whom thou, these certain Jews, whom thou hast set over the affairs of the province of Babylon, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, these men, O king, they've not regarded thee. They serve not thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. They finally get to their point. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego not bowing down. You say, how would they know? Friends, it would be real easy. If you've got everybody in the area that when they hear this music, they're bowing down, and you've got three that are standing up, they're going to stick out like a sore thumb. King Nebuchadnezzar is mad, verse 13, in his rage and fury commanded these three brought to him. Verse 14, he spake and said, now notice, I do like this part of it. He is wanting their side of the story. He said, is it true, O Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, you do not serve my gods, nor worship the golden image which I have set up? He says, is this true? He says, if it is true, you know you're going to be cast in the fiery furnace. And that last line of verse 15, who is that God that shall deliver you out of my hands? And I want you to notice the answer here. They answered and said, O king, we are not careful to answer thee. We are ready to answer thee right here, right now. If it be so, our God, watch this, whom we serve is able to deliver us from the fiery furnace, then he will deliver us out of thine hand, O king. But if not, be it known unto thee, O king, we will not serve thy gods, nor worship the golden image which thou hast set up. I want you to note this confidence from these men who at this time may be 18. They're between 15 and 18 by best estimations. They say they're confronted with the highest ruler in the land. He says, is this true? And they say, yes, it's true. And not only is it true, but our God is able. And if he is able, but we know he is, he will save us. But guess what? Even if he's busy, even if he doesn't feel like saving us, we're still not going to bow down to you. Friends, as we go to this break, I wish for you and I to have that same kind of confidence in God today. Because guess what? That's the same God that we are striving to serve every day. Stick around. On the other side of this break, we'll continue reading the Word with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego.
Reading the Word with Justin Reed is sponsored by the Wood Church of Christ. The building is located at 99 Sally Parton Road at the base of Short Mountain, 6 miles off 70 on Short Mountain Road on the left. Join us for Bible study Sunday at 10 a.m., worship at 11 a.m. and 5:30 p.m., with midweek Bible study Wednesday at 7 p.m.
Thank you for sticking around. This is Reading the Word. Let's get back into it. We're in Daniel chapter 3. We just finished through verse 18, noting the confidence that Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego had when they were confronting King Nebuchadnezzar and said, our God is able, and he will save us if he wants to, and if he doesn't, we're still not going to bow down to you. King Nebuchadnezzar, join with me, Daniel 3:19, was full of fury. And the form of his visage, the way he viewed Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego changed. Therefore he spake and commanded that they should heat the furnace 1 7 times more than it want to be heated. Now, he gets madder. Commands to make it 7 times hotter than normal. Now, this literally is an idiom. You couldn't measure 7 times hotter. The idiom here, because 7 means complete more times than not, so the thought behind this idiom is literally make this fiery furnace as hot as you can. So they're cast in. They're bound up. They're cast in the fiery furnace, verse 20. Now, customarily, I want you to note something, verse 21. These men, they were bound in their coats, their hosen, their hats, and other garments, cast in the midst of the burning fiery furnace. Normally, you would have been stripped of your clothing, yet it appears Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were still wearing their outfits. What kind of outfits? They were government officials. They were high-ranking government officials. This would not look good for them to be in their official government uniform and being cast in the fiery furnace. It's kind of like when you see you don't want to see an insurance agent in their insurance polo being pulled over because they've been in a T-bone wreck. You don't want to see that. That just doesn't look as good as you might think it would. This looks bad on King Nebuchadnezzar. Verse 22, watch this. Therefore, because the king's commandment was urgent, the furnace exceeding hot, the flame of the fire slew those men that took up Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. It is so hot that the men whose job it was to throw them in the fiery furnace, they perish. because it is so hot. Now, science has told us there's a principle called spontaneous combustion. You know, everything in us, we're made up of atoms. Atoms make up everything. That's why I never trust them. Spontaneous combustion in humans occurs when the molecules inside start vibrating, start moving so frequently that they catch on fire. In humans, that happens around 3,000 degrees Fahrenheit. Well, it tells us these men, they were consumed on the spot. They must have spontaneously combusted. Friends, this is a hot furnace. These three men, verse 23, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, fell down, bound into the midst of the burning, fiery furnace. God is going to preserve them. King Nebuchadnezzar, he was astonished, and he rose up in haste and spake and said to his counselors, "Wait, did we not cast three men into the midst of the burning, fiery furnace?" And they say, "Yes, O king, you're true." And watch what he says, verse 25. He answered and said, "Lo, I see four men. They're walking in the midst of the fire, and they have no hurt, and they're loosed. And the form of the fourth is like the Son of God." Now notice, they threw Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in. They were bound. But he looks down. Not only are they walking around and they're free, but he sees a fourth. And he says, "It's like the Son of God." Friends, that's an Old Testament reference to an angel. More likely than not, an Old Testament reference to Jesus Christ. Now, how did Nebuchadnezzar know who the Son of God is? Well, you know, Daniel had told him. And probably Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego had told them about God and God's love. So Nebuchadnezzar comes near to the mouth of the fiery furnace, and he calls out to them. He says, "Come hither, you servants of the Most High God." Verse 27, all of these enemies, they saw these men. And now notice, their body was not burnt. It was not hurt. I want you to think about this. You've been at a bonfire, a 4th of July celebration, lighting off fireworks. You get in the car, and what do you smell like? Well, you smell like smoke. Why? Because you've been around smoke, and it's absorbed in the clothing that you're wearing. Friends, the hairs on their head, they were not burnt, and their clothes did not smell like smoke. That tells me, just like that tells you, that God is with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. So notice what he says, verse 28, this Nebuchadnezzar. "Blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who hath sent his angel, delivered his servants that trusted in him, and have changed the king's word. They yielded their bodies that they might not serve nor worship any god except their own." He's praising God. Now notice, he is a pagan king. Watch this decree he's going to make. "Therefore I make a decree, every people, nation, and language which speak anything amiss against the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego shall be cut in pieces, and their house shall be made a dunghill, because there is no other God that can deliver after this sort." Then the king promoted Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in the province of Babylon. Here's what I find interesting. God was with Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego from the very beginning because they put their complete trust, faith, confidence in him that he would provide for them. They're thrown in the fiery furnace. They're bound. They are loosed, and they didn't burn. There's a Statler Brothers song called "The Fourth Man," and it says they didn't bend, they wouldn't bow, and they didn't burn. Nebuchadnezzar makes a decree. Basically, if you don't bow down and worship the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, which is the same God of Daniel, which is the same God of you and I today, you'll be drawn and quartered, and your house will be made a dunghill. He says, because there's no other God that can deliver after this sort. His idol that he erected, that may have looked like himself, it couldn't do anything to you. It just sat there. Now, here's something else I find interesting. After verse 30, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego are promoted in the province of Babylon. There is really no more mention of them throughout the rest of the Bible story. Why? Chapter 3 of Daniel is their place to shine along with chapter 1. God used them, and what's the lesson we learn from Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego as we close out our program here today? Don't bend to the will of man. Regarding worship, don't bow down to idols. And Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, they didn't burn. They were faithful. One other lesson is when you're standing up for the right thing, you will stand out. Because as everybody else had bowed down, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, you could see that they were not bowing down. This has been Reading the Word. Next week, when we can reconvene, we will study Daniel in the Lion's Den. May the good Lord bless you and may he keep you.
This has been Reading the Word with Justin Reed, sponsored by the Wood Church of Christ in Woodbury.